My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A look at the gas stations of tomorrow.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The world's big oil companies have all sorts of potential changes to gas stations on the drawing board. Joining us with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah Kent. She's in our London bureau. Sarah, you say it's all part of oil companies' efforts to adapt to changing consumer habits and new technologies.
Yeah, so the oil companies have noticed that consumers want different things from their gas stations than they wanted before. Whereas in the past, you know, you just go to a gas station and fill up with petrol. Now people want to do their grocery shopping at the same time. Everyone's trying to do things to save time. And for oil companies worried that in 20, 30 years' time, people might be using less gasoline, this is an opportunity to expand their market, really.
And so what are some of the ways they're trying to do this?
Well, different companies are dabbling in different things. One thing many of them are trying to do is digitize. So experimenting with offering digital payment processes like Apple Pay so that you don't even have to get out of your car to pay anymore. Others are partnering with retail outlets in the UK. BP has partnered with Marks and Spencer's and has done for a long time. And people like to go there and buy sandwiches. Or they might partner with well-known coffee shops so that you can go and get your coffee there now. Some of them are thinking longer term, bringing in restaurants or establishing partnerships with companies like Amazon so you can pick up your digital online deliveries when you go to fill up your gas. And then more ambitiously, perhaps for the future, they're looking to shift in the way consumers drive. So what if we get more automotive cars or we get more car sharing? How can they still be involved? So might some of them are thinking about starting to own fleets of cars, which they would then, you know, obviously fuel up, but would then send out to whoever their consumers are. They might send them to you with a coffee in the future, take you to work, bring you back, and that's all coordinated by your local petrol station, rather than by Uber. I mean, this is all very long-term experimental stuff, but they're thinking about it.
You mentioned in your piece fuel delivery. How might that work?
Right, so this is sort of a new concept that's being tested out of the big oil companies. I think Shell is the main one that's looking at this, and they're starting an experiment this spring. And the idea is that you can be going off to whatever you're doing in the day. You know your car needs to be filled up, so you'll drive to your lunch appointment, leave your car in the car park, using an app, tell Shell where it is, go have your lunch, and while you do that, they'll come along with a mobile tanker, fill it up for you, and you know, you're ready to go as soon as you're done with lunch.
Wow. Now something else, there could be many more fuel options.
Right. So they're all looking at whether or not, well, they're all looking at whether it's viable to start offering things like electric chargers at a fuel station or in Europe where in some places people are beginning to use hydrogen cars. Do you have a hydrogen pump? Do you start offering liquefied natural gas for trucks that are starting to run on this stuff? And they're dabbling with offering these at different gas stations, seeing what works and what doesn't. And that's actually playing into the idea of needing to offer more at your gas station, because if you're coming in and charging your electric vehicle, that's going to take some time. So you need somewhere to go and sit and have a cup of coffee that's pleasant while you wait.
We're talking about the gas station of tomorrow with Sarah Kent, and you're listening to Journal Report from the Wall Street Journal.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Sarah, you mentioned food a few times here. It's not the first place that comes to my mind, a gas station, but apparently a lot of people do buy food there.
Right, and increasingly so. It's all about the convenience offering. So it's about having one place that you can go and quickly fill up your car and go and buy your groceries rather than having to go to several different places and do it quickly. And perhaps in the future, as we become more digitized again, these companies might even begin to offer package services such that you can pre-order the food that you want and it will be ready and waiting for you to just pick up when you fill up your car. Make things even faster, even more streamlined, and even more convenient. That's a ways in the future still, but it's a possibility.
Did anything surprise you working on this?
To be honest, I was surprised to the extent to which they were thinking about this stuff at all. It's not the domain that you normally think of for big oil companies to be considering these digital disruptions, but I guess that's the world we live in now.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Sarah Kent joining us from London. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.